U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder makes $196,000 a year. U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts makes $223,000. The starting pay for Jefferson County's top attorney, $375,000, more than double what Alabama Attorney General Troy King makes, and he's the highest paid state attorney general in the country.
I would think the employees would not be as happy about it, considering that some of their pay is probably not where it should be.
Kevin Hudgens is vice president of the Jefferson County Employees Association. He's one of those county employees that was laid off last year. He was eventually rehired and works as a systems analyst in the county's IT department. But he says he was surprised to hear how much the county attorney makes. So is Michael Thompson.
You know, frankly, it seems a lot high to me.
Thompson is county administrator for Baldwin County, Alabama, which pays its top in-house attorney between $85,000 and $135,000. Only three Alabama counties have an in-house legal team, Jefferson, Baldwin, and Mobile. Michael Thompson says it makes sense to have a staff legal team instead of hiring private firms to do all the county's work.
I think people need to keep an open mind.
That's Jefferson County Commissioner Jim Carnes. He says at first blush, the $375,000 starting pay for the county's attorney sounds ridiculous. But he says when the county hires an outside law firm, it has to pay $350 to $450 an hour for an attorney. Carnes says for full-time work, that translates to a salary of $800,000. So the $375,000 price tag for the county attorney is a bargain.
This is a hard thing from a PR standpoint, but the county is getting somewhat of a pretty good deal compared to what we would be doing if we didn't have these people.
Carnes says he doesn't think the county could keep its top attorney if it only paid $150,000 a year. But several local attorneys I talked to disagree. None wanted to speak on tape. Talking about how much someone makes is a sensitive subject. But the attorneys I spoke to ranged from a private practice personal injury attorney to an attorney with a 550-lawyer, 15-office law firm. They all agreed the $375,000 starting pay for Jefferson County's attorney is way too high. They say that, broadly speaking, attorneys at big law firms might make anywhere from $100,000 on the low end to $500,000 and up at the top end. According to PayScale.com, a website that uses Alabama state bar data, the median salary for an attorney in Alabama is $68,393. The salary range for Jefferson County's fourth highest paid attorney is $127,000 to $197,000 a year.
There are a lot of overpaid people at the county.
David Carrington is a Vestavia Hills City Council member, but come November, he'll be a Jefferson County commissioner. He's a Republican who campaigned on fiscal responsibility. And he says when he takes office, the first thing he's going to do is call for an audit of county books.
We're going to look at department by department, line by line, employee by employee, and we're going to have to make some tough decisions about where we can cut spending.
Carrington says he values the current county attorney's significant institutional knowledge on things like the occupational tax and the sewer debt crisis. But he says everything is on the table when it comes to making Jefferson County government more efficient. For WBHM, I'm Tanya Ott.